U.S. Democrats opened their national convention last night, a four-day virtual affair that they hope will help push former Vice President Joe Biden to victory over President Donald Trump in the November election. Now, one conspicuous speaker featured last night was the former governor of the state of Ohio, John Kasich. Not only is he a Republican, but a conservative one at that.
Proud of my Republican heritage. It's the party of Lincoln, who reflected its founding principles of unity and a higher purpose. What I have witnessed these past 4 years belies those principles.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama was the keynote speaker of the evening.
You simply cannot fake your way through this job. As I've said before, being president doesn't change who you are. It reveals who you are.
And President Donald Trump had a moment last night to weigh in on the former First Lady's speech.
She gets these fawning reviews. If you gave a real review, it wouldn't be so fawning. I thought it was a very divisive speech, extremely divisive.
The president will be formally nominated for a second term at next week's Republican National Convention, which also has been scaled back due to coronavirus concerns. For more on the political conventions and the campaign for president, go to voanews.com. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said today that Israel would oppose any U.S. F-35 warplane sales to the United Arab Emirates, despite forging relations with the Gulf powers, citing a need to maintain Israeli military superiority in the region. The statement followed a report in an Israeli newspaper that the Trump administration planned a giant F-35 deal with the UAE as part of the Gulf countries' U.S.-brokered move last week to normalize ties with Israel. This is VOA News. The Belarusian ambassador to Slovakia, who supported protests